lower in the level, ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, the slower in the several, I'm lower in the level, I'm running from the law, breaking the law, I'm running from the law, breaking the law, I'm running from the law, breaking the law, I'm running from the law.
Okay, you know that they've brought back Beavis and Butthead, right?
Oh, yeah, September. It's past September now.
Yeah.
So it's actually running now?
Yeah, they have it. I keep missing it. I'm probably going to go on Hulu.
I watched the first episode, and like before the episode starts showing, they actually put an episode like it was on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And it was also at Comic-Con. And they made fun of the fucking like the Jersey Shore and shit.
Yeah.
And like Beavis's hand got drilled into. And they had to go to the hospital and shit. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is, like, they seem smarter when they're fucking making fun of Jersey Shore than they actually are on the show.
Oh, really?
Like, their quips and their fucking jokes seem like they're more intelligent than they actually are.
Well, say, I haven't watched
the shows either. So
yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I want
maybe
to.
It's gotten dumber.
Well, say, I want to because now, you know, they're not only poking fun at stuff like Jersey Shore and the other shows on MTV, but, of course, all the new music videos and the new style of music and everything. It'd be interesting to see hear the quips and everything they come up with for that. What I thought was interesting, though, is that when Mike Judd quit doing the show, MTV left a open-ended invitation to come back whenever you want, if ever you want to do it. And what Mike Judd was saying is that after 96 doing Beavis and Butthead Does America, the movie,
mm-hmm.
he was planning on doing a sequel. He kept coming up with stuff for a sequel, but every thought he'd come up with...
Where did you find this information?
Magazine I have, Entertainment Weekly. They did an interview with him. It was an actual interview.
I need another more reliable magazine before you keep talking.
Well, no.
I need another.
No, this was straight quoted from him.
Not a metal magazine. Nothing cooler. Or you looking reference. Not Entertainment Weekly, right?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
It's the only other magazines I get are
just keep petering on them.
Yeah.
Till you peter up.
And that's the thing. He was saying that every idea for a sequel he kept coming up with, the jokes and everything just more transitioned to this would be more of like, you know, a show, not really a full-length movie. And so eventually he just settled on, all right, you know what? It's still the same Beavis and Butthead, but it's, you know, times now, with the music now and the shows and everything. And so, you know, a lot of fresh new material that he can work with and make fun of.
I agree there's a lot more fresh new material.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think there's a need for a Beavis and Butthead movie now.
Well, that's the thing. It'd be kind of irrelevant now.
Again, that's perfect. That's a great reason why. It's irrelevant now.
Yeah,
this was a 90s thing.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if the show were to really pick up and take off like it did back then a sequel would be kind of relevant. But that's the thing. Yeah, so much time span passed between from the first one that it would be irrelevant.
Even for nostalgia reasons, a sequel would be a horrible idea.
Well, like I said, unless the show took off again.
But like, you think about, okay, so who was the demographic back in the 90s that watched that show? 20-year-olds
and teenagers.
To teenagers who are now, how old now?
Yeah, exactly.
These people, like some of the later versions are what, 40s and 30s, like 30s with families and shit? I'm grown past Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not me personally, because I think it's hilarious, but like I'm a kid at heart.
Yeah, but how many of those people who used to watch it, now when they go back for nostalgia reasons to rewatch those episodes, sit there and think to themselves, I used to think this was funny.
I've watched old episodes like that.
See, I've not seen old episodes like that where I had that feeling when it came to Beavis and Butthead, but I have with other things that I used to be entertained with.
I have with Beavis and
Butthead. Yeah, no, like things I used to be entertained with as a kid. I used to love the Toxic Avenger films when I was a kid.
I got to give that DVD. I forgot.
Yeah, well, I end up rewatching the third one.
All
right. I end up rewatching the third one like 4 or 5 years ago. I rented it, you know, nostalgia reasons. Oh, I haven't seen it since I was a kid, blah, blah, blah. Pop it in. And I'm amazed I was able to get through the whole film.
I don't know. I can't think of things like that. Maybe because I only watch cool things.
Yeah.
But I can't think of things like, oh my God, I like that.
Yeah. I like things. No, it's lost on me now. It really is. And then
there's things I like I watch and I actually figure out was worse than I actually believed it was worse.
Yeah.
Like, I thought this movie's bad, but now this movie is really bad.
Yeah.
But
no, like I used to love the Tux Avenger films. Star Wars, I'm like, this is lost on me now. I don't get enjoyment.
Head gets run over.
Yeah. And then I tried to watch the fourth one, which I had never seen before.
Yeah, I got to give that.
It was terrible.
We had this conversation.
Yeah, I couldn't.
This get is like episode three.
I know I couldn't get past the first 5 minutes. But now, other nostalgia,
just like this show.
Yeah, but then other nostalgia stuff where I get full into. You know, we had the conversation at other shows where I started rewatching the old 90s X-Men animated series. I made it through all 70-some-odd episodes, and I loved every minute of it.
Well, this thing's between classic. You know what? We know what tests everything is just time.
Yeah.
And if you can still go back. Okay, here's the actual pivotal moment. It's like, if you show your kids this, around the same age you discovered this, that shows it's good.
Not necessarily, because I think it does.
I've tried to get my kids to watch Caveman. It's the same mindset.
No, I tried to get my kids to watch Caveman, especially my 12-year-old.
Caveman with fucking Ringo Starr?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
I can't say it's a good movie, because I know Ringo Starr is in it, but yeah. I can't have enough memory recollection of if it's a good movie or not.
Oh, it's a great film.
It has that cheap fucking animation dinosaur shit like
and
that.
It's done intentionally like that. Kind of. It's done intentionally that way, but it was still funny. It had great humor to it. And, like, my 12-year-old tried to get him to watch it. Like you're saying, having discovered it the same age I was when I discovered it, both. No.
Well, then you got to actually think outside the box in this. You actually got to think that kids are actually figuring things out a lot faster than you are. You actually got to kind of jump back. So basically when Alistair is 5, he actually thinks this fucking movie you figured out, you thought was great at 10, is actually a good movie.
Well, that's why at 2 he likes Power Rangers. Give another year, he won't.
I hated Power Rangers at about 11, so basically he's getting there.
Yeah.
He's actually getting right there.
I don't think it's so much that the kids are, they're smarter, they get things faster, as it is, oh, that's old, it's beneath me. I think more the way youth is now, as far as market saturation, media, everything, things that would really be funny to most of us that we get, we understand, to them, they don't quite get it because it has nothing to do with anything digital. It has nothing, the graphics aren't as styled. And I don't know, I think a lot of what would kind of be, an intelligent humor or a crafty way of doing things is lost on them, where youth nowadays, they're lacking in imagination.
You know, we both sound like old people.
I know that. I realize that.
I'm going back to radio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's called podcast. But it's different now because it's on an iTunes digital thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not broadcast on the NBC network, brought to you by soap.
I don't know. I think that youth nowadays, kids are really
lacking
imagination.
We're at the bottom end of the newest fucking wave of fucking communication right now.
I know that.
You think about that. Like, back, we're the soap operas of the fucking millennium. And there are soap operas of that. It's called Mick Detective.
Yeah. As the wheels turn.
As the podcast downloads.
On the whole, Entertainment Weekly, though.
And it's a digital fucking hourglass going down. Yeah. Little tiny blocks going down.
Why isn't this fucking working? I'm clicking. It's not going. The hell's up with this hourglass? Fuck you. Not respond. What?
That just means you have a shitty fucking line. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything else.
Speaking of Entertainment Weekly, though, that was cool.
You have your thing to talk about. Is that serious?
One of the things I want to talk about.
It's a pure
nerd thing. And it's more of
facting.
Yeah, and it's more of a kind
of... You said it.
An appreciation of films then as opposed to now. This week was a double issue, and they brought together, cast members from older shows and movies, one of them being like all the cast members from Growing Pains brought them back together, photo shoot, interviews, blah, blah.
That was okay. Tim.tm.
Uh huh.
Actually, we call him .tm even though it's not .tm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it actually flows better. But his ringback tone was the theme song for Growing Pains. If you called him at any time, that's what you'd hear.
Wow. But one of the films they did was for Aliens.
Aliens,
which was the second one.
Okay. Mostly.
No, Aliens was the second one. Yeah, because you had Alien, Aliens, Mostly. Alien 3. Yeah. Anyways, they did a little interview at Lance Henderson.
I gotta add this now. They thought joke was wasted on you.
It was. I'm sorry.
Mostly.
They're interviewing Lance Henderson, and he was talking about the whole knife scene with Bill Paxton.
It's over, man.
Yeah.
Game over.
Go over, man.
man.
But that scene where Bishop puts his hand over the soldier's other hand and does the whole knife thing. What Lance Henderson was saying, I just thought it was kind of neat, is that when they did the first take, originally that scene was meant to be sped up. But then I guess from what he was saying, on the last day of filming, before they're supposed to come back to the States, I forgot. James.
Where were they filming?
I didn't say. But James Cameron.
Were they in space?
Yeah. James Cameron calls him up and tells him, hey, we need to redo this shoot. And so.
He was in the future at the time, right?
Yeah.
Working on fucking Terminator 2.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're redoing the shoot.
So while I was back in 91, and you guys are back in 1980 fucking something. And I'm getting yelled at because you don't know the fucking year of the fucking Aliens 2.
It was 25 years ago. I know that.
No, Aliens was like 79. Aliens.
Aliens 2.
Aliens was 79.
Aliens was 25 years from now.
Not real time, but movie time.
Yeah, pretty much.
So.
Either way, it was early 80s.
We're getting yelled at. I'm sorry.
I don't care.
Forgive me.
I really don't care.
You can yell at me at, hey, Jay, guess what?
That works for me.
And I'll relay or anything you say to Steve.
Or yell at us at Ripped in Half.
Just talk to me. No one answers that shit.
It'd be a one-sided conversation if you do that.
Yeah, it would be a one-sided conversation.
Anyways, though, Lance Henderson was saying that when they reshot the scene, when you watch the movie, the scene where they kind of do the close-up on their hands where his is over Bill Paxton's and they're doing the whole knife thing and it's going really fast. When they, for that scene in the movie, they did not speed that up. That really is Lance Henriksen moving the knife across that fast doing the whole fucking knife game thing. And
okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, so
I'm
between,
caught up now. Actually,
between the time they originally filmed it up until the time they reshot it, he practiced that a lot. So what was originally meant to be the one, doing the take, and then by the time the movie comes, they speed it up, they reshot it, and so when you see them, it's got the close-up on the hand over hand, doing the knife thing, it's going really, really fucking fast. That really is Lance Henriksen doing that personally really fast. They did not speed that up.
Okay, is that Bill Paxton's hand?
Yes. That's really Bill Paxton's hand with Lance Henriksen's hand over it.
You didn't need any of that to make that movie great.
No, but what
unless
I'm,
okay,
I was saying,
no,
I
because
think that's neat though, because
it's not, it's stupid because the angle's wrong.
I get that. What I'm saying,
no, because you're not looking at them in one shot. Why have a single shot of a hand and that trick go on if you're not gonna have them both in all three of them in one take?
No,
it's a waste, in my opinion.
I get what you're saying. What I find neat about that, though, is
it's
just
a waste that it. No, it's
no,
cool
I,
that
I,
it happened, but
I,
it's
I get
a
what
waste.
No, I get what you're saying.
If that could be done in one take and do it right, that he practiced, why do it at all?
Well, he practiced it just to practice it.
It's stupid because he wasted the fucking whole thing. Because you could have that whole scene with all three people there.
I get what you're saying. The thing I thought neat about
it's bullshit,
that. No,
dude.
What I thought neat about that, though, is that because if you look at movies nowadays, if they would have tried that, they would have used special fancy.
No, you just get CGI's. Fucking hazard pay. It's not a big deal. No, you get hazard pay.
They wouldn't do that now. Nowadays, they'd use whatever fancy gimmick they can. Then they didn't have that, and it, to where it really was the then actors doing that.
You wasted it though. You could have them all in a scene together, rather than have just a picture of the hand.
Do you know how many movies were, you know, pretty much every movie they do that?
You're trying to appreciate what they did, but
no, what I appreciate, was the actor's dedication, the fact that he got good enough to be able to do that.
Would be a greater scene, having all of them in one scene, looking at them, or just a picture of a hand?
Oh, they kind of did that. They did multiple camera angles.
No, and then camera angles are different.
No, and then edited it as such. Then
there's not all of them together, dude. I don't believe that.
Rewatch the films. How long has it been since you've seen it?
5 minutes. I just watched it before. I fucking just took a piss right now.
That's right.
It's a monitor in the bathroom.
Andrew, what was your favorite Alien film?
Let me see. Well, Aliens.
Uh-huh.
Then what I had to say is Resurrection.
You liked Resurrection a lot, huh?
I did like Resurrection. No, two is the first one that I like.
Uh-huh, I got that.
Not saying the first one I watched, but
yeah,
I like that one better. And yeah, Resurrection. Three, okay. I didn't... I had issues with it, but, you know.
I really liked number three. Now, granted, my top
issues
one...
Issues with that, the last episode, which if it gets edited and get done and this conversation makes any sense... Of what happened. Meaning that the guy that freaked out.
Huh?
That guy that freaked out. He's all saying, what's inside me? What's inside me?
I don't remember that.
His only roles. He's the guy, yeah, he's also in Seven who fucked that chick with that big ass fucking dildo.
Yeah. I remember now. No, my favorite, of course, is Aliens. Aliens will always be the top out of all the films.
Mostly.
After that, I really liked Alien 3.
I think, the cat became an alien.
I liked it, especially the way it ended and everything. I enjoyed it. Alien Resurrection was good. But that's just, it was good. It wasn't great.
It wasn't great, but I like it better than other Aliens, that's why.
Yeah.
The
first one was kind of slow. It was kind of slow, really droll in a lot of scenes.
But I like how the second one summed up a lot of things from this first one.
Yeah.
I don't buy a lot of prison shit like that for that first one. For the third one. Resurrection. I don't buy the fucking alien that not the alien. The fucking little
The hybrid
shit. What's that one chick's name?
Sigourney Weaver?
No.
Ripley?
No, because Ripley is Sigourney Weaver, so it doesn't... Thank you for
Winona Ryder?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Her robot thing?
Her being the android.
Yeah, okay. That had a little issues with me.
Yeah, they could have totally done away with that.
Honestly, done away with it. It was like something could have been different with that.
Yeah. Could have been better. No, I get the whole hybrid thing. I mean, I guess if you're going to try and, you know, 200 years later, clone not only Ripley, but the aliens by taking the same DNA that was burnt up together and then trying to sequentially separate it, yeah, there's going to be a bit of mix there. Okay.
When I watch that movie, all I think is about that Tally episode from fucking, you know, from South Park.
Uh-huh.
I was like, kill me.
Yeah.
And now when I watch three, that's all I think about now.
That's number four. No, that's Resurrection.
Yeah, Resurrection.
That's number four.
Yeah, that's all I think about when I watch that, too. Even though I think it's better than three.
The only thing, you know, the big thing I didn't like about that was Resurrection was more that. Okay, this is supposed to take place 200 years after the end of the third one. That is a long time to try and just for this one company to hold on to some chick's fucking burnt up, ashy DNA, which I don't even get how they got the DNA out of that. She was fucking nothing, not a, barely even ash. She was dust. How do you get DNA out of that? I don't know.
It may be a recurring problem.
What do you mean?
Meaning this problem is recurring, but the only thing we have data-wise about this fucking life form is this incident back 200 years ago.
Yeah, but the fact that they still had to hold on to enough DNA to continuously cut and splice and rework.
Well, time
and if they really if they really wanted the aliens, how come they never went back to the original planet that the first two films were from and try and get some?
Because they all kept dying.
No,
they might have did. This is a fucking corrupted corporation. They actually probably did that for a while. They probably did it before even part two. The company kind of knew what was going on.
Yeah, even before the first one, they kind of knew. Yeah, I get that.
So then why, you're contracted, you lose your life. Well, fuck it, we can keep hiding it for as long as we can.
I don't know. I still don't quite get the concept, though, of this, well, all right, she's burnt to an ash, now let's separate the DNA. Instead of just going back to the fucking planet where they know they're fucking there.
But there, are a lot of planets. There's a lot of planets, actually.
The xenomorphs are a parasite. But just like any parasite, once they overrun a planet, they're going to be there. They're there. The fucking eggs were on that planet long before Ripley and her crew showed up on the first film. They were there. They were already there. And they were still there 20-some-odd years later, or 70 years later, when she woke up from cryo-freeze and went back in the second film.
I miss Newt. Mostly.
Oh, they actually have her in the magazine, too. I didn't realize she's only 35.
Now?
Yeah, and she's a fourth-grade school teacher.
Yeah, mostly.
And most of her time growing up, she really regretted doing that film.
Mostly. Mostly. That joke is the greatest thing in the world.
Mostly.
Zing! Steve, you got a joke for the night.
All right. I got one. Yay!
What else you got for the night? Yeah, another couple things, topics you want to talk about tonight. I don't remind you because I have.
No, I know what it was. It was more just kind of. It wasn't so much I had points to make on it. It was more just like an open discussion. One of the things I'm excited for.
I had one because I remembered. I wrote down your shit and I had one. So.
We'll just get through mine real quick. Just to be done with it. One of the films next year I'm like excited for.
Actually, I had a vague description of what you wanted to talk about. I actually forgot most of it, so.
Okay. Well, I'm just excited for is the upcoming Avengers film.
Well, that was my main one. That's the one I remembered.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you have about it?
Huh? No, because I know you talked. I know that because you subscribe like a faggot. Entertainment Weekly. So I know I saw that they were the main people on there.
Yeah.
They had an interview with all the people. So what did you learn from that?
I learned one of the main reasons why Edward Norton's not in the film.
Really? Why?
Apparently, after they did The Incredible Hulk, because he was originally, they wanted to continue him on with the Avengers film. But by the time they wrapped up the film and went to editing everything, he was just such a pain in the ass to work with, and they had so much problems with him that they just decided to replace him. And that's why he's not in it.
I've worked with fucking Brad Pitt and Robert Niro. Yeah.
It was there was just so much issues going on. They decided to replace him.
Was that it?
Well, no. It's funny though because the actor who replaced him apparently is good friends with Edward Norton. So even before he accepted the role, he called up Edward Norton and kind of asked him, how do you feel? Is it right? This and that. And from what he said, Edward Norton told him, oh, yeah, dude, totally go for it. And fucking, yeah, you need to do this film.
Well, because, no, it's a good franchise. Like, even though even though I'm your actor friend, I think it's a good career move for you because it will help you build up. Because, I'm Edward Norton. I don't give a shit about you. But otherwise than that, I think if you want to help people build up, go for it, dude. I'll tell you. Anyway. Like, fucking, I have myself established. I just Fight Club, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about my career is set. Because, iconically, everyone's going to always remember Fight Club.
Yeah.
We're going to have Fight Club 25 years later on, on fucking mental fucking, you know, orbs that will come in your brain. Later.
You walk into a video store, you know, ask for the film.
I want this movie.
They scan your head real quick. Yeah,
I want this injected to my brain forever.
Yeah.
like, I'm at that pivotal point. I'm already past that pivotal point.
Yeah.
And I actually was the Hulk for a minute. But, you know, whether good or bad, that was my movie. It wasn't my movie. You know, do it, dude. Do it. It's great.
Yep. And apparently there is going to be a big fight scene in there between Hulk and one of the other heroes. They didn't disclose which
is
one.
Hulk gonna which smash? One it is.
Hulk's going to smash. Yeah, so, you know, that's going to be interesting. I'm not, you know, no idea who it's supposed to be that he has a little scuffle with. I'm thinking it's either going to be Thor or Captain America, but could also be Iron Man, considering that apparently Tony Stark likes to really get him riled up.
So, from your opinion, no, the fucking Fantastic Four, isn't it?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Fantastic Four weren't really in the Avengers, anyways.
Yeah. Tony.
No, they're not in the film. The film-wise, they got...
We can't pay those people that much.
Yeah. Well, film-wise, they've got Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hawkeye, the Hulk, and Black Widow.
And Sam Jackson.
Oh, well, Nick Fury, yeah. Although...
That'd be... Okay.
And
that's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
and the main villain is, once again, it's Loki from Thor. He's the main villain, but apparently he's also teamed up with one of the big alien baddie groups from comics.
The problem with these movies is that these are big actors they keep getting for these fucking movies.
Yeah.
You can't keep paying these salaries. Movies are going to fucking up and keep upping the fucking value of these.
This is like a $250 million fucking production.
That's terrible, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy to think.
And it's just mostly their prices for the actors.
Yeah.
Why not do a good movie and just... Because most actors do these movies for, like, we do the big budget movie. If we can afford to do a good low-budget movie.
Yeah.
That's actually a good movie. A movie that we respect. We follow the storyline. We think it's fucking great.
Well,
that movie's going to fucking make a whole bunch of money. Why not make that kind of movie with these kind of movies? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I'm looking at it, I was like, okay, that's like a $250 million fucking production just for this film. And then they're going to turn around and spend almost equally as much on Iron Man 3, which I think comes out next year.
Yeah, because we made all these people together.
No, Iron Man 3 comes out 2013.
But we give every single person a movie, and then we have to make another movie just based off every single person.
Yeah, well, I say, because next year, I think it's next year, is Thor 2.
They don't need that, dude.
Yeah, well, they're doing it. But they're also doing. They're still doing Ant-Man. You know, a bunch
but
of.
But
they're
committed
doing Inhumans
to a now franchise. But like, how about do a movie they actually feel good about?
Well, apparently, all the actors are really digging it. They like it.
They like doing it for the price.
Yeah. Oh, and it's funny too, because
they'll pay their fucking amount, dude.
No, it's funny too. It's also being written and directed by Joss Whedon. I'm sure you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, and he was even saying in the interview that pretty much what he's doing is he's winging it. He's constantly changing the script, like, day to day.
That's not going to be good, dude. It's going to be a great, terrible movie. Meaning, it's going to make a lot of money, because everyone you want to be in there is going to be in there. And people will see it for that reason, and it'll make the numbers. Yeah.
By a great, terrible movie, you mean like Spider-Man?
And it's going to be in 3D.
Like Spider-Man 3.
And it's going to be in 3D, probably.
Maybe.
It's going to be in 3D, and it's going to be terrible, too.
It was funny to read, though, because apparently Tony Stark gets his ass whooped in one of the battles to the point he gets knocked out, and the other guys have to come and save him. And I guess there's another scene where...
he took a shitload of money just to do that. I'm like, yeah. I don't want my ass fucking kicked.
Well, it's like,
give me $50 million and I get my ass kicked.
There's supposed to be another scene... because the actor who plays Bruce Banner, which is human version of the Hulk, he also does the mocap for the Hulk part. And there's part he was even asked Joss Whedon before filming. He's like, looking at the screen, he's like, okay, wait a minute. So my character saves the Iron Man midair, lands with him, makes sure he doesn't get injured, and then just drops him. And
into this guy like a brick.
And Joss Whedon's like, well, yeah, it's the Hulk. He doesn't do gentle.
What are we on time?
A little over 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a long running show. No, in my mind. I thought it was like, me, I thought we were actually going a lot longer. I want to change subjects.
Go for it. You said you had an Avengers thing.
No, I haven't an Avengers thing.
Oh, okay.
I had a different idea, but
yeah,
I don't want to change gears so fast. That's why.
Okay.
But what about you? Okay. Oh, because we're hanging out at the bar tonight.
Yeah.
It's late.
He's pulling out his phone.
Well, because I had your shit reminding me. I had a thing like, okay.
Showed us. Brought to you by the Apple iPhone 4.
I'm going to get a 4S. Fuck that. I'm going to get a 4S. Oh, my God. Some asshole today on Facebook. I'm like, we're giving away fucking free fucking iPads because fucking...
In honor of Steve Jobs.
In honor of Steve Jobs. Facebook is the most unreliable source about everything.
Yeah.
And some asshole so fucking said, we're giving away free fucking iPads because Steve Jobs died.
They're giving away 600 of them, I believe.
1,000 of them, probably. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
He's dead, and Apple has not given anything away when he was alive. What a dumbass piece of shit. Anyways. I just fuck with you, Steve. I know, because you fall for Facebook tricks.
What I have to lose?
My nothing. Okay, let me. This is a really drunk abbreviation because I was so drunk at the bar tonight. I had to make small notes. So I'll read it straight through.
This is his word for word verbatim show notes, right?
Yeah, it is. It's word for word what I thought about at the bar tonight,
which wasn't much.
Chubby chicks, acute chubby chicks with fat friends who would be hot if they. Dumped their friends and worked out.
Acute chubby chicks? Yeah. Doesn't acute mean small? How do you have small chubby chicks?
No, I said cute chubby chicks with fat friends could be hot if they dumped their fat friends. The striped chick. Hashtag theory.
You know why the chubby chicks have fat friends? Because the fat friends make the chubby chicks look that much thinner.
I saw a cute chick today, and her friends were all fucking fat. And it makes me think, like, you have no inspiration to be thin or be as cute as you could be.
She probably doesn't.
Because it's okay to be fat, because all your friends are that way.
Well, didn't you know that in this day and age, the PC America, we're not supposed to...
As opposed to fucking G-Bert fucking his homeboy with the fucking redheaded chick.
She was kind of cute.
No! What the fuck are you saying?
Kinda.
No!
Kinda.
You make your fucking head straight. And we'll edit this.
I like the dark, creepy gothic chicks.
We'll make a fucking point where we can edit this out because it's going to be edited out.
Yeah,
but like
you're gonna tell me no as opposed to the guy who's fucking a chubby chaser over here. Come on now.
One, I have a serious look at him because, like, I was like, no.
Yeah, he said, that chubby chick was hot.
No.
She was cute. She could have been hotter.
No, because she could be cute because she can't. She thinks it's okay.
Well, in this day and age,
as fat as she is.
This day and age of American.
It's just the day and age where you can be fat. Yeah, well, yeah. No, fuck that. She could look hotter.
She's not fat. She's husky. She's big bone. She's big boned.
No, that's nothing better.
Yeah, I know that.
You're not helping her, I tell you that much.
I'm not trying to. You know, I fully
agree. That's all I got for the week.
No, I fully agree because you know what? I'm fat too, and I know why I'm fat. I eat unhealthy. I don't work out. I spend most of my time sitting on my butt playing video
games.
So
you sympathize with people.
No, it's the fact that I know I can be thinner.
You're sympathetic.
There's no excuse for it. And this whole PC excuse is a bunch of crap.
If I saw you thin one day, like trigger thin,
you'd probably shit a brick.
I wish shit a brick if you fucking came out tweaker one day.
I don't think I could be tweaker thin because you know what? I used to smoke meth. I used to snort meth. I used to do a lot of that shit.
And it worked for you?
obviously not. I'm still a fat bastard. So apparently it did not work.
If I saw you tweaker thin one day, oh my God. I would just talk shit as much as you so bad. So you are right now.
Also, as fat as I am, I'd hate to be tweaker thin because you know how much hangy skin I would have?
You have to get, like, surgery and shit.
Yeah, no.
It's called Dr. 90210. So we're going to put some fucking highlights, and then we're going to fucking do your fucking eyes. We're going to cut your eyebrow. We're going to cut your eyelids, make you have bright eyes.
Now you're starting to sound like the queer for the straight guy.
No, the Dr. 19-1-9 guy is just as queer as fucking
queer. Yeah, which guy is funny because apparently he's married.
And that's his only fucking good point off that, even though he is totally gay.
Yeah.
You totally know he is gay, but he has a wife who hates the fact that he's gay.
You know who I always thought was gay, and I don't believe for an instant he's actually married to a woman. I can care less how much History Channel or National Geographic, whatever it is, claims he's straight and shows his wife.
Is it the fucking guy who fucking...
I swear he's gay, which is Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer.
He beats those dogs. That's my own thing. Okay, I've mentioned this before. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show.
No.
No?
No.
I believe he beats the fuck out of those dogs.
And that's how he gets them to submit?
Yeah. I think off camera, he beats the fuck out of those dogs.
He gets behind them.
Because there's no way stupid dog, you cannot make it submit the way he does in like an hour, a half hour show.
When cameras aren't rolling, he gets behind him and mounts him from behind, starts humping him.
No,
shit.
I think
I am the master. I am the leader.
No, he beats them. He will physically beat them. Because there's no way, and like, that stupid sound can fucking make a dog fucking believe I'm the fucking dominant one. I'm dominant.
Have you tried it? Your cats don't count.
Cats, dog. I have cats and dogs, and both of them, like.
It's not a cat whisperer, thank you. To cats, that's just annoying.
To fucking dog, it's a stupid, like, what the fuck did you just do to me?
Dogs are stupid.
What the fuck was that sound?
Yeah.
like, I'm going to go fucking shit on the fuck, I'm going to go shit on the floor and I'm going to go piss on the fucking wall. And you know what? You can take me outside. No, I believe he beats them. Off camera, during commercial time, those dogs piss and shit and he fucking fucks them up.
He might. I don't know.
No. It's the only way you can get a dog to fucking submit. Because dogs are stupid.
They're stupid. I've had dogs that submit without being beat.
No, there's no way. No, the thing about that premise of that show is that those are people who can't handle fucking animals. Because those are people who are like, oh, I don't want to hurt my dog. And it's like, this is how you get your dog to submit. And this is him physically whipping them and punching them. That's my fucking sound effect. He's actually getting a fist and sock him in the fucking mouth.
No, you know it doesn't.
You fucking mouth and snatch at me. I'll suck you in the fucking face.
No, you know it doesn't make sense.
That makes me the dominant fucking male.
No, you know it doesn't make sense about the show. The fact that he's a Mexican working with dogs, and yet not a single one of them does he put in a dog fighting ring. I don't get that.
He works with chickens. That's why.
Oh, that's right.
He's not a dog person.
Right.
Chicken guy.
Mexicans do the cockfights.
But they all work the same way. He puts razor blades in the fucking snouts. That's what he does.
I swear, though, he seems like he's not straight. He's very effeminate.
I like that South Park one.
Unless his wife has a dick. When he's called in after all the nannies fell on Cartman, he's the last resort and he gets called in.
But he won't bone Cartman's mom. And Cartman's mom will fucking bone anybody.
Because he is supposed to be married, I mean.
Cartman's mom bones anybody.
I think it was also South Park's little jab at him, thinking, we don't think you're what you claim you are.
I think it's true. And the same thing, you're with a kid. You can do the same thing with a kid. Can't you do the, you can't swim in the water bottle in the face?
No.
It wouldn't affect me. It just pissed me off. And
you're not
it
a
annoying.
Kid, you stupid fuck.
No, but even kids are smart enough to know just walk away. Whatever.
I think you can get certain ages where you can fucking control them.
Well, not with a water bottle.
What do you think we could put it in that bottle in? Or what can we do to control kid?
Drano.
Clorox. We'll put Clorox in there.
Fucking lime away.
We'll just fucking nasal both nostrils of fucking Clorox. And both fucking nostrils, shut the fuck up. Or you get this again.
Yeah, but that's a far cry from spraying an animal in the face.
Oh, Steve's sympathetic because he has kids. They'll listen to Steve because he has kids.
Oh, no, you're wrong. I mean, if I can get away with that, I'd do some cruel and unusual punishment when it comes to my kids, too. No, it's like my oldest one, my 16-year-old, failed Spanish and math for last semester.
So I'm Mexican. I still swim. And you beat him? You fucking put Clorox in his face? Oh, my God, Steve, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, but he's currently...
Steve, that's what he does. Yeah,
he's now
currently... Find him at Ripped in Half.
No, he's now currently on academic probation. Because
he's going to go he's going to go San Andreas, huh?
No, he's at San G. He's in the marching band, but he's on academic suspension
right now.
He's
going to San Andreas. Come on.
No.
Nothing wrong with going to San Andreas.
I don't know. The point is, he's on academic suspension to where he's still supposed to go to all the marching band practices and rehearsals, but he doesn't get to participate. He gets to sit off somewhere and study his books.
That's pointless.
Until he gets all his grades up to a fucking C.
Then why have you sit there and look? That's stupid.
Because he's supposed to spend that time studying.
Either
way,
he's
supposed to be spending that time studying.
Yeah, but not have you look. That's stupid.
Again, no, it's not that he can't look. He's not participating.
Yeah,
he's not marching. He's not playing the instruments. He is taking that time to study.
Okay.
Likewise, he's also grounded from doing anything. No video games, no going to friends' houses, no music, no sleepovers, no going to see his girlfriend, no going to movies, no nothing.
You know who should really help him? His father.
I've tried, so fuck off.
No, it's... Okay, here's the thing about... I try to teach my own nephew about shit like that. It's hard that your kids are retarded. To learn things that it's impossible to realize. Why don't you understand this? But we're going to take a break. Even though I don't know how it's going to work when you do the show.
I wasn't asking for a break. I was trying to get your hint to pick up my lighter, which is down here, please.
Okay. I'm going to take a break. Fuck this. I'm kind of pissed, too. Yeah. Okay, we'll not even pause it. I already did. Okay, you started it?
Yeah, we're going.
Okay, I'm not going
to
talk about that.
All right, then we'll talk about it after on our way to Samuel.
What?
Yeah.
We're not going to Samuel.
Why not?
Because that's recorded. It's different. Okay. So, how's your week?
Well, it's all right.
Because even though we started just talking, we didn't talk about each other. We just start talking about other bullshit.
No, you know what's funny? We have less than 50 minutes till the show ends. And welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
Welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Eric. I'm Eric.
You're not Eric. Who are you?
Welcome to Ripped in Half.
Ripped in Half.
Can I cut the show?
Yeah, go for it.
Welcome. I'm not going to do this anymore. Welcome to Rhythm Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve. And I'm sure by now, almost an hour of a show, Eric's not here tonight.
As you may have noticed,
he's out killing Bambi.
You just took my joke, you motherfucker. I put that joke up about 3 or 4 hours ago. That was my fucking joke. Oh my God.
I was on Facebook 3 or 4 hours ago. I'm sorry.
Okay. Other than that, yeah.
Yeah, Eric's
I'm Jason. There. Eric's a piece of shit. No, yeah. But he's hunting.
He's,
so you know
he's probably going to be out the next couple weeks here.
He's fucking, you know, shooting fucking little animals and skinning them and shit like that.
Look out. They're coming right for us.
Yeah, like they're threatening me and shit. Like, I got to keep this population down because they're fucking up my shit.
Of course, Facebook-wise, he's been keeping everybody up to date on his shit through his phone.
And it makes it remarkable that you get phone signal there. That's actually pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that. I was surprised,
like,
too.
We're setting up camp now. I was like, I don't give a shit. You set up camp right now.
No, I saw that, though. Like, the post via BlackBerry. I'm like, really? You get a signal? I'll be darned.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's actually do more current shit right now.
Okay.
Okay, one, Steve Jobs is dead.
That's not current.
Actually, for this show, it's current.
It's been 2 weeks.
We didn't talk about it last week.
Yeah, you did.
He wasn't dead last week.
You mentioned it.
He wasn't dead last week. Think
oh,
about
no,
it.
No. You know, I'm thinking Thursday when we had a talk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He was not dead.
He was dying.
I can predict the
future. He was dying. He may as well have been.
No, he was dying last week, but he wasn't dead last week. They took our jobs.
They took our jobs. Yeah, Steve Jobs is dead.
I still love that joke.
He passed away.
I still love that joke.
I know you do. You know, it's funny, out of all the South Park stuff, that's the main one that keeps recurring to me, too, all the
that
time.
That wasn't a South Park joke to him dying, though.
I
but
know
But I
that.
Still love that joke.
Yeah, I'm just, in general, it just keeps coming
they,
back.
Good job. They took our jobs. No one got that. That always pissed me off, though.
You.
That totally pissed
are
me
you
off.
Really surprised? Consider who our friends are. Come on.
I thought I had more intelligent friends, I guess.
Apparently not.
To put, they took her jobs at the same day Steve Jobs died.
Yeah, how many,
but I talked
how many
to you like 2 days later, and you're just like, Steve Jobs died?
I didn't even know he died. That's the thing.
So then, like, it made a lot more sense
how
that
many
you
how many people really keep up on the current events and news? I mean, you know what? It wasn't even on the fucking MSN feed, the news feed. Granted, today the news feed was, of course, the owner of the Raiders died. I didn't once ever see a mention about Steve Jobs dying. And every day I get online, since the MSN is the homepage,
mm-hmm.
I go through all of the fucking the main links.
I don't go through MSN homepage. That's the first gas page. I never fucking went through.
No, I do. I scroll
I
through it real quick.
I go through fucking Yahoo page.
Okay, well, I scroll. It's the homepage.
Like a winner.
Okay, it's the homepage on the internet. I scroll through it for the news feeds, just see what's going on, blah, blah, what the top news is. And they didn't even mention that. However, of course, today they mentioned the passing of the owner of the Raiders.
I give a
go
shit.
Figure. Yeah, that was kind of my
thing,
too.
The only person who's crying from that is Eric. Eric's
Gilbert.
A Raider fan.
Hey, Gilbert.
So he's probably crying while he's shooting Bambi.
Probably.
We actually didn't mention what fucking why Eric isn't here today.
Yeah, he did. He's shooting Bambi.
Did we mention him?
We did that, and you got on my ass for stealing your joke, as you put it.
I had a better joke, and you still stole that, too.
You didn't have a better joke. All your jokes suck.
All in the bimbo? The bimbo?
Yeah, the
bimbo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bimbo Bambo Bambi. Yep.
I love that joke.
Not really. I was just linking them all together.
Oh, so you didn't have a joke?
No.
You're just talking shit.
I am. Damn. I am. Well, because, you know, I'm not out there killing innocent creatures.
You're not out there making fucking hilarious jokes like I am.
I've got pent-up testosterone. I'm not out.
You're jerking off all over fucking... Yeah. You're jerking off on Bambi?
Yeah.
I'm
not out there yet. That's right, because, you know, not only do I like necrophilia, I like bestiality necrophilia.
Eric shot a fucking Bambi, and Steve comes up and starts fucking jerking off on him.
I'll tell you what, I'll get pissed if he cleans that deer before I have my way with it. Mm-hmm.
That is the stupidest fucking voice in the whole world.
Just because you can't do voices.
It doesn't matter. That's the stupidest fucking
Every joke. Voice to you is a stupid voice because you can't do voices.
Two voices that sound to me as the dumbest fucking generic voice in the whole world is the fucking guy from fucking Sling Blade.
Who's the guy?
The guy from Sling Blade. That doesn't matter.
Billy Bob Thornton.
That's great. You recognize the name. For a generic fucking voice.
Which is funny. Everyone can do. Which is funny because I recognize it.
All you got to say is, Yeah. I love tater tots. You know what?
That was bad.
It's bad because it's so generic. It's so fucking stupid.
No, it was bad because it was
This is making fun of you how stupid the fucking voice is. Fucking tater tots. I fucking love getting fucking the ass. Yeah. It's stupid.
See, now it just made it sound like you like jerking off onto a fucking hot plate of tater tots while fingering your asshole.
That actually is so close to your voice.
That was terrible.
That's funny because it's so close to your voice.
Yeah, you sounded nothing like it.
It sounds like your voice.
It does not.
It does not. No. I'm Steve. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. This has been ripped in half, and we signing off now. Mm-hmm.
Don't ever do that again.
It's been ripped
in
half.
I'm serious. Don't do that.
That was Jason.
Okay. Well, other than that, I'm serious. Don't ever do that again.
Do what again?
Are you done?
Done with that.
It's a lot to cut, and it might be your day.
We have it on record. You requested to edit this show.
I don't want to press a lot of shows because they're so terrible because it ends up with shit like that. Mm-hmm. Either way, you can do this all you want because I'll edit everything.
It is about time, though, for signing off.
We're getting out of the end?
Yeah, we are.
Thank you. Oh, my God. We're finally fucking done. But...
It's been a long show for Jason.
It kind of has because I actually requested because I thought we did a lot of shit, and you said like it's only been a half an hour.
Yeah,
the break. Like wow, sometimes the show is so fun. It's like it's fast, but sometimes it's like oh my god, we're not done yet.
Oh well, excuse me, Eric wasn't here to keep you entertained. Fuck you.
No, I miss Eric. Wait. Aww, I'm going to reminisce about Eric a little more. Hold on. Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. That's an Eric thing. You just blew your load thinking reminiscing about Eric. No, so anyways.
In his face. Oh, yeah.
So anyways, yeah, this has been another thrilling.
We're ending the show or we're not talking about anything else?
We're ending the show.
That's kind of hard to cut. And edit the ran up the show because no, we just bullshitted for like the last 15 minutes.
We bullshitted?
No, we bullshitted. Yes, we had bullshitted. We farm built some shit like too.
I personally like building my city, but
yeah, but you're all fucking symbol and all the kind of bullshit. I'm gonna say about your fucking shit.
I'm not on all kinds of bullshit.
You are all kinds of bullshit.
I only play two fucking games, thank you.
Wait, that's like Steve's surname. Steve what? Williamson. All kinds of bullshit.
You can't even pronounce my last name.
No, that's how irrelevant your last name is.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to end the show this way?
Yeah, we are.
That's going to be hard.
Not really.
to cut
nah.
into a summary for a show?
Nah, really.
And then you've got the show. Fuck you.
See, that just added to another summary I could use.
Ripped in half, the joke and the devil. Yeah, okay.
So yeah, this has been Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
Well, I guess this is the end of the show. I'm Jason.
We just announced the intro, now we're doing the outro. Eric isn't here. He's off slaying deers, you know.
Actually, I wouldn't even reference Eric.
Mad deer hunter that he is.
Why did you reference Eric?
Because he's still part of the show.
He's just we do a show without Eric, when it wouldn't matter if he was here or not.
No, because you know if we
No, because we said that earlier.
No.
What the fuck you do? Choke us some dick?
Yeah. once he gets to a point where Eric's no longer...
You can talk now.
Once he gets to a point where Eric's no longer part of the show, then we'll announce that on air he's no longer part of the show, and we'll continue from there. But until then, he's still part of the show. He's just out slaying innocent little animals.
Aren't you just talking really fucking fast? So you won't get interrupted? Want to know? He's not here today, so don't fucking interrupt or talk really
fast. I'm going to.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jason. Fuck off. Having said that, you can always get a hold of us either at Twitter. You can Twitter us at Ripped in Half. Or, of course, you can go, hey, Jay, guess what? Aside from that, you can get a hold of us at our email, as always. It is a rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com. By all means, please send us a text, send us an email, talk shit about Jason, how queer he is over there doing miming jerking off his own finger.
Yeah, no.
And then, of course, follows up with heavy breathing.
That's how Steve, after I fucking threw my load in the back of his fucking mouth, sounds.
You can also go on Facebook and look us up, Ripped in Half, and follow us on our Facebook and like us and all that.
Okay, none of those fucking matter.
Yes. It's social networking. Fuck you.
After what Steve said, none of those matter. Nothing matters.
Considering I'm the only one who does social networking.
Okay, one is not fucking right. True.
How so is it not?
Okay,
when was the last time you social networked about the show?
Every time I put up a show.
When was the last time you put up a show?
I was the last one to do a show.
When was that?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, see, you're still supposed to have come up with another one. This won't be edited,
so it doesn't matter.
Let's say you're still supposed to have had another one by now, which you haven't. Granted, neither have I, but I'm still waiting on you.
These don't fucking matter. It actually wasn't my turn after that.
Yeah, it was.
Actually, you're next, and I'm next.
You said that you had two in a row.
Why another show? Then I'll do one. I'll do two shows. Even though it's not my turn.
No, yeah. You, there is still one more that you're supposed to do.
I want to go back to meat cutting, though.
What?
I want to go back to meat cutting.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think you'll cut the same way I do.
That's what makes it interesting. Anyway, so it's been Wrapped in Half. Have a good night.